Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Recently, I was in a conversation with a group of friends about patience. It was a discussion over what messes with our level of patience and how we respond to the world around us. After listening for a few minutes, I chimed in and said, if there's one thing I don't pray for, it's patience. Since God is a yes man, I found out when I prayed for patience, then I was given circumstances that would make me more patient. I mean, after all, I prayed for it, and it doesn't feel good to me, nor does it make sense that I would purposefully want challenging circumstances just to make me more patient. So one day I just decided, I am a patient person, and now that's my affirmation. I don't have to recite it every single day. I just claim it. Folks, when you are praying, make certain that you are clear on what you are asking. Remember, God is a yes man. Therefore, you will get what you need in order for you to get to the place that you need to be. If you still need to learn patience, well then, hallelujah, you're going to get some challenging experiences to make you more patient. If you still need to learn how to manage your finances and you're praying for more money, well then guess what, big spender? You're going to get more circumstances to teach you how to manage what you have before you're going to get more. The answer, of course, is yes, but maybe you need the practice first. I can just see God saying, yes, my child, that's great. That's great that you want more, and I'm happy to give it to you. So let's see you handle this circumstance so that I know you can handle what you are asking me to do for you. Wouldn't you want to know that your child could handle what they're asking from you before you give it to them? If your child wants to drive, don't you want to know that they can drive? If your child wants to drive, the answer, of course, is yes. But it comes with when you're old enough to drive, when you pass the driver's test, when you get car insurance, when you act mature enough, when you make good grades, when you keep your grades up, when I know you're responsible. So how responsible are you? How disciplined are you? How patient are you? So just claim patience, claim responsibility, claim self-discipline, and just follow through with that affirmation. Show God that you can handle and will handle what you're asking Him to do for you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, denada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.